This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, April 11. Catch the Spirit. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 15. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those standing near heard this, they said, listen, he's calling Elijah. Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down, he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion, who stood there in front of Jesus, saw how he died, he said, surely, this man was the Son of God. Inspiration is an important part of the Christian life. The word inspire literally means to have a spirit come into you. And for Christians, that means having the Holy Spirit in you. In the ancient biblical languages, Hebrew and Greek, the word meaning inspire was also related to breathing, since they used the same word for spirit as for breath. In this passage, Mark does something interesting with this concept. Mark says that Jesus breathed his last, and the Greek word for this is different from the usual word used for spirit and breath. This word literally means expired, as in breathed out, or let out his spirit. At first, this may seem like just another way of saying that Jesus died, but then Mark tells us that a centurion was standing in front of Jesus, right where Jesus' last breath was aimed. And something interesting happens to this Roman commander, who probably didn't even believe in the God of the Jews. The centurion exclaims, surely this man was the Son of God. The centurion caught the Spirit. He was inspired. And when he caught the Spirit, he knew clearly who Jesus really was. Jesus was more than a great person, a prophet, or even a king. Jesus was God's own Son, the Savior of the world. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, you are the Son of God. Please put your Holy Spirit into us today so that we can be inspired to live as you lived. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.